This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. So I have been talking to you all a lot in my podcast, as well as hearing on the ads that I've been really paying attention to a little TMI for a second, my cycle. I have also been talking to my clients so much who are women about the idea of cycle syncing, especially for my women between the ages of around 25 to 40, kind of when you're hitting that time frame where you're really starting to pay attention more to your body. And you know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I am someone that when before the week before my period comes, I am just craving so many sweets and fried foods. And I'm just a little more tired. Sometimes I'm down and emotional. And now it's just easier for me to manage my PMS with estrogen control. And so I want to talk to you really quickly about this amazing product because it has significantly helped, especially as I've been paying a lot more attention to my mood swings. I've been tracking my mood throughout the month and just being a little bit more mindful on just how am I actually feeling. We as women, our hormones really, really do impact the way we feel. And so Happy Mammoth, they are a company that is science-backed, and they make products that are completely dedicated to ingredients that are proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it absolutely shows. I have loved using their products, and the biggest benefit is I just feel like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for their products. And so if you are interested in trying out these products, but also being able to manage some of those symptoms for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey sis, I hope that you are having a phenomenal week. Girl, sis has been busy, busy, busy. And the first thing that went out the door, for some strange reason, as consistent as I normally am, it's a podcast, and I have been thinking about recording all week. I didn't get an opportunity to record last week, so I said, okay, let me go ahead and record. I actually did record a podcast, but for some reason, my computer didn't save it, then got busy again and kind of have put other things on the back burner. But I promise you that I am here, back, full in effect. I'm actually going to be recording a bunch of podcasts today. I'm really excited about all the content that I'm going to be sharing with you all. I have a lot of good stuff coming, so be on the lookout for that in the upcoming weeks. However, I'm super, super, super excited for y'all to just kind of hear this short and sweet episode that I'm just going to put out this week. This was from a recording I did on my cell phone back in 2019. And it was actually sometime in October 2019. And if you know anything about me, if you've been following me for a while, or if you're new, I love, love, love studying the Bible. However, I've noticed over the last couple of, pretty much since Elijah has been born, my study time has been really short. And I miss getting in front of the word, studying, and I am someone that listens to the word of God consistently and or some sermon or have some type of worship music playing in the background. I do try to make sure that I get something in me or I'm reading a book, but there is nothing like God's word. If you are in a season that is tough, sis, let me just send you some encouragement. Get into the Bible. I randomly this morning
just was like, you know what? I'm just not going to have an expectation for what I'm going to read. I'm just going to open one of the books of the Bible and read it. And I ended up opening to 2 Corinthians. And I just started from chapter 1 and went into chapter 4. Probably only read for about 30 minutes, but got so much out of it. And so get a Bible that you enjoy. I love the New Living Translation. I love the Life Application Bible. I'll link it in the show notes for you. But I wanted you to hear this recording that I did back in 2019 that talked about testing and trials and double-mindedness and asking God for wisdom. It was so good when I re-listened to it this morning that I said I had to share it on the podcast. So you will hear this very short and sweet episode, and then I will be back on Sunday with a new episode. And so I cannot wait to share all the good things with you all that are coming up this season for me, but also for the podcast. So enjoy this episode, and I love you to eternity, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Now let's get into the show, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show.
So I'm sitting here reading. And I'm talking on a voice memo so that the revelation I'm getting, I don't forget. Because I know I can't always write everything down. But I was reading in 1 Corinthians 3:13, which was a scripture that Tiffany Montgomery posted. And it talked about how anybody's work that they do is going to be tested through fire to see if it's... I want to say, like, I got basically from the scripture, like, the motive was correct. And so when we do something, I wrote down, and we work and work, it will be tested by Father. Like, God will reveal our true intentions by testing us through tribulations. He's very good at giving us tests to, I don't know what I wrote, our motives, to make sure our motives are correct. And so there are seasons, and it brought me to the scripture of James 1 and 2, where it was talking about count all joy when you fall in various trials, knowing that the testing of your trials produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask, and God, who gives all liberty without reproach, and it will be given. But let him ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. But let not one man suppose he receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I have read this scripture so many times and have never understood what it meant. And I get it now. The reason why is because situations and seasons are going to cause us to be tested. Testing teaches us patience and the ability to ask God for wisdom. And wisdom is important for us to be able to make decisions throughout the trial, but also build our faith up to know, like, God is not leaving us and that this isn't a temporary situation. But wisdom also teaches us in the long term to have good judgment towards when situation happens or situations occur. And so I continue to read and just kind of dive into what James 5-8 meant. And it says you need wisdom to teach you how and what to do. Wisdom also teaches us not to fold and to choose the world just because things get hard. And so a person who doubts God's ability to provide them wisdom is a double-minded man. And so when you're double-minded, you fear, you question God, you go back and forth on decisions. And so we fear the circumstances, not knowing God will give us wisdom in the season. And so the double-mindedness is what draws us away. So I looked up what double-mindedness meant in the Hebrew, I want to say it was. And what I found was that
double-mindedness meant, let me go back. Uncertain, doubting, divided in interest, two-spirited. And I went to the scripture that talked about the wavering and like what the wavering meant. And it was so powerful. And it basically meant wavering meant you separate yourself, that you withdraw, that you become hostile in spirit. And I read earlier this week that hostile in the Greek means like aggressive. You get very angry, unfriendly, combative, contentious, resentful, disagreeable, adverse. And so when I was reading this, it made me realize that When I'm going back and forth in my mind with God, or I'm like not trusting him or staying solid on my decisions, which is completely natural in the human nature because we are flesh. But when faith is activated, there is a stillness that faith provides where there is no wavering. That's why Jesus was able to calm the sea down, because there was a peace that he had where he could call a storm and say, peace be still. And it was. And so what I'm getting from this is that God wants to test us when we walk in obedience with him. However, the testing is not to hurt us. The testing is to refine us and make us new, to always be humble and be in good intentions with him, because there's never going to be a test that I don't believe there's ever going to be a test that God doesn't provide that is not for the purpose of giving him glory. And so when we walk in tests and we do stand firm in our faith, the test seems super simple. But when we waver, which is natural, and is natural because we have a human flesh, we become less, we don't trust God. And then we pull back, we fight with him, we get angry with him, we don't understand, we, you know, just become so angry and just like overwhelming towards him. But what God was showing me was, I'm not putting you through this test to hurt you. I have all the wisdom that you could ever need throughout this test. But the problem is that you don't trust me. Because if you trusted me, you know that I would give you wisdom all liberally without reproach or blame. It will be given to you. I will give you good judgment. I'll give you understanding. I'll give you the ability to make sound decisions. I'll give you the ability to have soundness in your mind and understanding. But when we don't trust, that's when we become to and from, like going back and forth. And so when it says, for let not a man receive, suppose he receive anything from the Lord, because God reacts in faith. He doesn't react in going back and forth. So this scripture and this little time, like I probably have only been reading maybe 10 or 15 minutes, has blessed me, because it made me realize like I've been double-minded with God because I have not trusted that he knew that I would get to this point, but that the current where I'm at currently is not for me to fold. It's for me to continue to ask him for wisdom. So I wanted to record that so I don't forget, because I know I'm probably going to record this on the podcast. So.